B-Pod Studios.
Welcome, everyone.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Guess what it is?
I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you to guess.
Can you guess what it is?
I bet you I can guess what it is.
Okay, what is it?
End of the week.
End of the week.
End of the week.
Already?
Yes!
Let it go. Let it go.
Is it Friday already?
Today is Friday.
Oh, thank God. Friday, TGIF.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Ready for our show for all these guys.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
So we're watching Hurricane Dorian head up the Carolina coast. This is the slowest moving hurricane I think I've ever seen. It just sits and sits.
Yeah, that's kind of...
It's like a millennial.
Yeah, that's what it is. And his name's Dorian.
Oh, my God. That was a burn.
Yeah. Too bad they're all in bed sleeping.
They're all sleeping, though.
In the soundproof basement of their parents' home.
You want to hear you want to hear good timing?
Yes.
Here's good timing. A month ago, I sold my house in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Wow, that is good timing.
I feel pretty good about that sale now.
Yeah?
Yes. It might set sail. I don't know.
Yeah, it's...
It looks like it's more wind than rain this time. But, we sold that.
Dish is going to fly off the side of it, right?
Easy. Hey, from the Bahamas to the Carolinas, the damage from Hurricane Dorian is being felt by so many. So WROR invites you to join us to make a difference in their lives of those impacted and by assisting those through the Red Cross relief effort. It's really a good deal because we've been watching it. I think, what was the Bahamas, 30 deaths now?
Yeah, it's 30. Really terrible.
Just devastating.
And just the devastation. Like, I don't know how they're going to bounce back from that.
I mean, there's nothing standing.
Yeah.
On even Tom Brady was putting a message out to help the folks on the Abaco Islands.
Yeah, apparently the Abaco Islands, a lot of celebrities went to, because Reese Witherspoon did the same thing yesterday on Instagram. She posted a place where you could... You could donate.
It was probably like the most remote and private.
Yes,
that's
right.
Exactly.
And that's what got devastated the most.
Brutal. So you can text Dorian, that's Dorian, to 90999. So it's 90999. You make a $10 donation there or visit our website, WROR.com. For more information, of course, you can always donate blood to the Red Cross anytime. It's a message from your Beasley Best Community of Caring. That, of course, is our mother company.
The mothership.
The mothership,
yes.
Easily. So we're happy to help as far as that goes. All right, it's 5:38 at ROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
6:20. Oh, you know what day it is besides Friday, LBF?
What day is it?
It's National Lazy Moms Day.
There's no such thing.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Wow.
That's not, that doesn't exist.
You can be lazy today.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
No, you can't.
You can. It's your day.
You can't.
Yeah, it's pizza day at school. It's fine.
Okay.
National Lazy Moms Day. So there you go. That's just one.
I invite all the moms to take an hour and watch Bravo and just sit on the couch.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's my kind of lazy.
Do it. What do you got? What is your cool thing?
My cool thing? All right. Well, I was reading my scientific journal because you know I'm super smart.
Where did you find it?
Okay, yeah. All right. I'm buying it. Go ahead. You sure?
And I was reading about the bobbit worm.
The bobbit.
Yeah. This is fascinating. It's a 10-foot-long creature that burrows the bulk of its body into the ocean floor. This is why I don't go swimming. And snaps up passing fish with a bite so strong, it can chop its prey in half.
Wow.
Now, this was the interesting part.
Yeah.
The name is an homage to Lorena Bobbitt.
I was afraid you'd say that.
Wow.
I was afraid you'd say that.
You know who infamously cut off a portion of her husband's manhood. Yeah.
Wait
with
a minute.
Knife
can I ask
in
you
the
a
90s.
Question? I don't even want to know the answer, but I'll ask.
Oh, boy.
You. Did she use a scissors or a knife? Because this thing bites.
What, the bobbit? She used a knife.
Okay, just want to be
clear. It's actually kind of a tragic story. There was like a good documentary about it on recently. Did you watch it?
I couldn't. No, most guys aren't going to watch that.
Talk about a wormhole.
Yeah.
We just exactly.
Went
down. Anyway, the bobbit worm.
So now,
be careful when you're swimming.
If you're way down there. Okay. Brian, what's cool?
All right, well, over the summer, I did some roller coasters with the fam. My son is getting into them, so just like a storyline. Disneyland and stuff. Sure. But they have the warnings where, you know, empty out your pockets. People drop phones all the time, and I was very nervous about it. Well, this is amazing. You have to see it. I'm posting it right now at WROR.com, and I'll put it up on our Facebook page. A guy on a roller coaster in Spain, and this... The caption says the roller coaster was going over 80 miles an hour at the time. All of a sudden, a phone comes flying past the guy from somebody, you know, further up in the in the roller coaster, and this guy snags it out of midair.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's amazing.
Just as the roller coaster is just flying. Not only does he catch it, and then he's like, oh my God, I caught it! He high-fives the guy in the seat behind him because they're like going, hey, I got, did you see that?
It's amazing.
Unbelievable. You got to see it.
What reflexes.
Awesome catch.
And the Patriots signed him yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. So just so you know. No, you got to check out this video.
It's really good.
Really good at WROR.com. Finally, Hurricane Dorian just been lashing the East Coast. You know, just parked itself over the Bahamas last week. Absolutely brutal. So we've seen there's a lot of things that the Red Cross is trying to help, but there's one guy in Georgia started his own GoFundMe page. Errol Thurston is his name, and Errol went to Costco on Wednesday to get a generator. While he was there, he saw another guy buy over 100 generators for the Bahamas.
Wow.
Each one costs $450, okay? So that was $45,000 in generators. So what he did was he started the Errol Thurston Bahamas Hurricane Relief, where he said got money from GoFundMe, and he bought $450. I was confused.
Wow, okay.
That's amazing. Cool.
100 generators.
That's awesome.
Wow, 45, that's nice.
How good's that guy,
nice.
Right?
I'm also not that rich, but I'm not. That's
more
really
like
nice.
Errol Thurston Howell.
Oh, the third. Exactly.
Really?
I'm
not, I like that. Yeah. He just went for the snacks at Costco and ended up buying 100 generators.
Dating Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
What do you say we go out on a date? Have some chicken, maybe some sex.
Why can't I just have a normal boyfriend?
Love it. Love it. So here is our first dating disaster of the day. Remember, the best dating disaster will win a $100 gift certificate to Tico.
Tico's great. Yes. Right in the Back Bay.
They have
Michael
tacos
Schlau
at Tico.
Restaurant. Yes, they do.
They have Tico tacos.
Margaritas.
That'd
salsa.
Be a nice better date. What'd you say?
Margaritas, salsa.
Just want to make
guacamole.
Sure that's what you said.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, let's start. Our first dating disaster of the day is Lisa. Is that her name? All right, Lisa. When did your first date disaster take place?
It's a throwback disaster. Me and my boyfriend and I drove my brother to a concert and went bar hopping while he was at the concert with his friend. We couldn't drive home because we were bar hopping, and we got in the back seat, and my date threw up all over me.
Ugh.
And we've been married for 32 years.
Oh, wow. That's love.
That was the shortest dating disaster. How'd you clean up and get your act back together?
The guy, I just kicked him out of the car, and luckily we had some paper towels.
What?
Can't really remember.
Maybe that's the key.
Yeah.
You don't really remember it.
Yeah.
All right.
See,
yes, right. Exactly.
LBF, you would not marry someone who couldn't hold her liquor, right? That was not going to happen for you.
No, I would. You know what? Once in a while, you have to just turn the other cheek.
How did you know he was the one? Was that the moment where you really said, this is the guy I want to spend the rest of my life with?
No.
Wow.
Just clean up and hope for the best. All right, good.
Yeah, that's
funny.
I love it, Lisa. Well, what's your give us your phone number, because if you're the winner, we'd want to call you back. All right, so hang on. That's good. Yeah. See, that's good. You know, that's a hard one to recover from.
Well, on a first date.
But you've seen them at their worst.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's it.
A lot of these seem to be involving bodily functions.
Yeah.
I know.
Right?
At inappropriate times.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's not our first puke story. It won't be our last.
No, I don't think
it's dating
so.
Disasters.
People are nervous on first dates.
There you go. Drink a little bit. This Dirty Laundry is brought to you by Dunkin'. Fall has fallen at Dunkin', so it's time to enjoy crisp and sweet apple cider served hot or iced. Made with 100% apple juice and the flavors of cinnamon and nutmeg. America runs on Dunkin'. Here's LBF.
Movies, self-esteem. But first, my favorite celebrity was in Boston yesterday, and I didn't stalk her. Mm-hmm. I'm a little proud of myself. Okay. Jennifer Garner was at this inbound HubSpot in Boston that was like, you know,
Jennifer Garner. Yeah.
Jennifer Garner.
Why didn't you
just
tell me? I could have stalked her.
I love her.
That's why.
I had nothing going on.
She was interviewed at the convention center. She has this new product. It's baby food.
Okay.
And it's Once Upon a Farm. And she co-founded with this guy. And the two of them were interviewed by Katie Couric in Boston talking about life and all that other stuff. And she was talking about, you know, her three kids and making food. She grew up, her mom made apparently everything from scratch when she was growing up. She would said she would have died for a Pop-Tart or maybe a Little Debbie.
Sure.
So she's talking about all, like, you know, her products and everything and the food. But for me, I just think that Jennifer Garner is the most appealing celebrity out there right now. Don't you think?
She never went sour with
Ben.
You know, Ben. She never, you know, and she really probably could have.
I know. She's so delightful, yeah. And she seems
so nice.
Is she
with somebody else? Did she find somebody else?
I think she's dating somebody, and yeah. I'm really I'm invested in Jennifer Garner's happiness. Literally, I sometimes think about her and think, I'm so glad that she's doing okay. That's bananas.
Wow. Yeah, well, it's
I'm sure she appreciates it.
Anyway, she was at Stop and Shop headquarters in Quincy yesterday and hawking her baby food, and I wish I had a baby to feed it to.
Listen, and I mean this. I think you guys would get along.
I think we would get along. I have ideas that, like, celebrities and I would be best friends. Jennifer is almost too nice for me. I feel like I'd say something mean about somebody and she'd not be friends with me.
But everybody needs that friend.
Right.
You're it.
I might be that person.
Yeah. Okay. That inappropriate. What else you got?
I also want to be friends with Katie Holmes, but it's a whole different story. Totally. Okay. Demi Lovato posted an untouched bikini picture and she talked about how she's so tired of being ashamed of her body. She wants this new chapter in my life to be about authenticity. She didn't, you know, Photoshop it or anything. It's on her Instagram. I would kill to look like Demi Lovato.
Untouched?
Untouched. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just come on. She looks great. She's wonderful, too. Yeah. And this weekend, I'm going to play a little clip of creepiness.
Okay, let's hear it.
So even this is scary.
27 years.
Ooh, that's a clown that you don't want to bump into.
I missed you.
Oh, boy.
So It is in theaters.
Yeah.
It Chapter 2.
I like the first one. You're saying the Globe's giving it all right.
Three. I know, right? I seriously can't look at a storm drain or even like a bathroom drain
or red balloons
or clowns or Maine.
But
what'd
the Globe give it?
It's 3 stars. So that's
good.
Pretty good for the Globe.
Is that a 4?
That's out of 4.
That's good. Really
yes,
good.
Not a 10. No, 3 out of 4 stars. I'm really looking I'm really looking forward to it. It's terrifying.
Are you going to go with Dave?
Stephen King. No, I don't think we'll go together. I don't think he likes scary movies like that.
You're not sure?
I'll probably take Lucy. No, I'm kidding.
Lucy, she hated the first one.
Do we get popcorn?
Yeah, exactly.
We're there.
Close your eyes.
We are there. Okay, thank you, LBF. More dating disasters are coming
up.
Oh,
we got some doozies.
Oh, my goodness. We have it's going to be one that's very hard to beat. We'll talk about a disaster. It's a cautionary tale. Don't date someone you work with.
Right.
I mean, I married one. But,
But
anyway, she shouldn't have.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Disasters Friday.
Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
What do you say we go out on a date? Have some chicken, maybe some sex.
Why can't I just have a normal boyfriend?
I can't tell you how much I love Champ from Anchorman.
Really?
He's a little subtle. What do you say? Well, it is Friday. It means we have dating disasters, and we have a lot coming in. It's great. And
here's
why.
It's a jungle out there.
Yeah, not for you guys.
Exactly. Sorry your date was a disaster, but you know what? They're entertaining. You're usually able to laugh about it if it's been a while, so we've got a couple of those lined up.
Yeah.
But I just want to mention, a $100 gift card to Tico Boston is what we're giving away for the best dating disaster today.
That's a great place. No disasters at Tico's.
Yeah, there can't be. So there you go. That's what you're playing for. We have Rebecca on the phone. Do you have a dating disaster?
Yes, I do. I decided to cook dinner, and I didn't realize when I was younger that sausage has its own grease and oil.
Okay.
So I baked the sausage with about an inch of oil in the bottom of the pan with potatoes and onions. And then when I went to serve him, I did not strain it. I just dished it out in a bowl. And, yeah, it was a disaster for about 2 weeks later as well for him.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah.
What did you call
and
that meal?
He must like me so much that he had two bowls of it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Wait a minute. What was in the... It was potato?
It was just oil and sausage juice.
And he ate it?
Yes, it's like a potato and onions and... green peppers and sausage, but I had no idea that that the sausage had its own oil.
But you know, that goes to show a guy will eat anything.
Yeah,
yeah, looks good. Thanks.
Oh my gosh!
So you said 2 weeks.
I must have done something right because we're still together 20 years later.
Oh, see, that's nice. I love it.
Rebecca, that's a great story. Good grief. And so he's easy to cook for, he sounds like. You could just give him any slop. And...
No, not exactly.
Not anymore.
Deal. He does all the cooking, and I happily do the dishes.
That's a good idea.
Especially after cooking my second meal, I took pork out, and I thought it was steak, and he likes it Pittsburgh. It's black and blue.
Yeah.
So I gave him rare pork the next time.
You're trying to kill that guy.
Rebecca, great story.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Rebecca. It's no one.
Wow.
The husband never comes home and says, "Hey, what's for dinner?"
No,
no, no,
not
no,
with
no.
Her. No, I got it.
Wow.
I got it. As Rebecca,
please.
I got it.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This is too good.
Okay.
We have Joe on the phone. He wants to take us back to. You know, the late 70s.
Okay.
A little movie with mom.
It was
mom.
A crazy time.
This is a weird date. All right, Joe, let's hear your first date disaster.
Yes, I was taken by my mother with my girlfriend at the time, went to the movies in Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
And Strand, they had a back row. My mother insisted on going because it was a rated R movie, Animal House.
Great.
I got up and got refreshments. When I came back, my mother was sitting where I was sitting, and I thought they were talking. They were kissing each other towards the end of the movie.
This is a joke.
Your mother?
And listen to this. Oh, yes, and on top of that, my mother dropped me off at home first.
This is crazy. This is no way is this real.
I'm telling you.
You swear on a stack of pancakes.
1979.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Animal House.
It was a crazy time.
Jeez.
I'm telling you. She dropped me off first.
Wow.
Was your mom married to your dad at the time?
I guess.
Okay.
Wait a minute, how hot was this girl? Not mom, but the girl.
Well, she was a good looking girl, but I mean, geez, for the love of Christ, I get up and get refreshments. I come back and I thought they were talking. Oh,
what did you say?
I didn't say anything. I watched.
Oh my God!
That's the weirdest part.
Yeah. That might be the weirdest.
Food fights.
Okay.
Wow. That is crazy. You know what? Just we're going to believe you because you can't make this up. Nobody would make it up, right, guys? That's out there.
That's weird.
Just don't use my name.
No, Joe, no.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Why can't I just have a normal boyfriend?
All righty, 7:30. Here's our last dating disaster of the day. It comes from Heather. Okay, Heather, when did yours take place?
It took place, I don't know, like 10 years ago.
All right, pretty recent, yeah. How'd you meet?
So we actually had worked together, and then I got a new job. He offered to take me out to dinner, mm-hmm. which was wonderful, except that we had a couple of drinks, some dinner, or I had a couple of drinks. He ended up deciding to drive my car home.
Uh-huh.
And then as we were driving home, I ended up telling him my exit. He took it way too late, way too fast, went over a median, and crashed head-on into another car.
Oh my God.
That is a disaster.
Yeah. That's not the worst.
Oh,
what?
He just turned to me, said, "You were driving," and took off into the woods.
Oh my God, Heather.
My God.
Yeah.
And you work with this guy.
I had worked with him, yeah. So then... of course, you know, the fire department, everybody came.
And he was gone.
I told him where he lived, and he got arrested. But I ended up breaking my sternum.
Oh, my God.
It was a fun day.
That is a horrible
Wow.
That defines the dating.
Yeah, that is a disaster.
Yeah. So, did you ever talk to him again? I mean, how could you, right?
No.
Yeah.
Not really. He was, like, in jail and then talked to, like, one of his roommates.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
Heather.
A disaster for him.
Yeah. License had been suspended in a different state, which I did not know.
Oh my God.
So, checked everyone's licenses.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. For the background history.
So, Heather, catch us up. Are you dating? Are you seeing anybody now? Anything going on?
Recently going through a divorce, but yeah, no. Just going to get back on the dating scene.
Are you ready to get back on the dating scene?
I'm not really sure.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know.
So if you history that I've had, but
if
we'll see.
If we give you the prize, hopefully, well, who are you going to go with you? Are you going to Tico? Would you like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd like to have that?
That'd be
great.
Be wonderful.
I think you're today's winner.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I mean, top that. Heather, congratulations.
Amazing,
all right.
Oh, thank you.
You got a $100 gift card to Tico. Enjoy that with whoever, okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
And if it's a date, you drive.
Take an Uber.
Okay. All right, Heather. Heather. Yeah, Uber, Heather. Learn your lesson.
I have learned my lesson.
Okay, Heather, hang on. Wow, what a disaster. The guy says, you were driving, takes off.
Yeah.
The thing that kills me is they work together. It's not like he wasn't going to just
ever
see her
again. Yeah,
like it was
like a blind date.
Yeah.
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 And it's just dating. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. What a disaster.
That's
bad. But it's fun radio for Fridays, that's for sure. All right, Heather. Yeah. Hey, you got that $100 gift card. Tico, noted as Chef Michael Schlo's South American-inspired restaurant concept with amazing food. You've been there, LBF, right?
Yes, I have.
Offer an array of creative small plates
with
Spanish, Latin, South American influences. Visit TicoBoston.com for more info. And if you have a dating disaster, go to WROR.com. Tell us about it. You could be next week's winner.
All right. Quick check of your trouble spot traffic. This is brought to you by Duncan. We do have a problem. There's an earlier accident out in Allston, Soldiers Field Road, eastbound, right at the Lars Anderson Bridge. That has cleared up, so you should be getting better. There's an accident Plymouth, Route 3 northbound, right at Long Pond Road. That's exit 5, so that's slowing things down there. And then Quincy, your stop and go from Adams Street right up Columbia Road. Medford 93 southbound, you're slow from Roosevelt Circle right into the Lever Connector. Pumpkin season is here, and that means all things pumpkin at Dunkin', pumpkin-flavored coffee, lattes, donuts, and more. Enjoy the flavor of the season to its fullest. America runs on Dunkin'. Limited time only. Participation may vary.
Okay, 7:33 coming up with the Dirty Laundry, LBF.
Okay, Brad Pitt, mm-hmm. What he went through after Angelina Jolie broke up with him.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was
she
tough.
Broke up with him?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
she was
yeah.
the dumper.
She was the dumper. Yeah. And it's no fun being the dumpy.
No, not even
for Brad Pitt.
Even if you're sure. Brad Pitt.
Are you sure?
Yeah, okay. I'm positive.
All right, that's coming up. that must be some dirty laundry. Stick around for that. That's at 7:45.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
7:47, here's LBF.
All right, I'm going to tell you where you can find Chip and Joanna Gaines this afternoon in Boston. But first, mm-hmm. I would like to discuss Brad Pitt.
Okay.
So, like, everybody's been dumped.
Yeah.
You know, at one point. I don't think there's anybody who's kind of left unscathed.
Even Brad Pitt?
But, yeah, Brad Pitt dumped by Angelina Jolie.
Didn't know that
was coming,
well,
by
I knew
the way.
I didn't know who dumped who, honestly.
Well, because Brad went through a very, very difficult time after
okay.
that. He kind of was sleeping on friends' couches. Then he took up art. Do you remember that?
You think he could afford an apartment?
No, I think he was lost and alone because he was dumped.
Yeah.
And if somebody's been dumped before...
Couch.
I know how that is.
Okay.
But he took it to a different level. He quit drinking and went to AA after he split with Angelina Jolie. He had taken things, he said, as far as I could take it, so I removed my drinking privilege, and it was really actually freeing. And he was talking to the New York Times about it. He said he hooked up with an all-male Alcoholics Anonymous group. Because probably when you're Brad Pitt, it's not a good idea to go co-ed. He went to meetings for a year and a half.
All of a sudden, a lot of women will be showing up. That's
right,
why.
Exactly.
I'm just here for the coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a drinking
problem. It could be good for like people who should go to meetings.
Yeah, it was right.
If you knew that Brad Pitt was there, you'd probably go more often. You had all these men sitting around being open and honest in a way I'd never heard. That's what he said about the meetings. And it was a safe space where there was little judgment and therefore little judgment of yourself. It was actually really freeing just to expose the ugly sides of yourself. There's great value in that. So, yeah, I'm glad for him, though, because, again, so I worry about celebrities. I was worried about him after this because I think that she is, she's a chameleon. I think
Angelina?
That she, yeah, I yeah. think that she can
not
be
a fan.
Very. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think she like she was like the sex pot, and then the Mother Earth, and now I don't know. I think she changes to.
I just
also
never
she
got
stole
over,
Brad Pitt away from Jennifer
there's
Aniston.
There's that.
Which
and
I
she
remember
made out with her brother.
That's
there's
true.
There's that.
But I remember where I was exactly when the CNN scroll. Scrolled across
okay.
the screen
that
Brad Pitt
that.
And Jennifer Aniston were getting a divorce. I was in my old house in my back room, living room.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was shocked. I stood and looked at the television and I said, no.
No. I need a drink.
That's what Brad said.
Yeah,
and it
exactly.
never turns out that way. Okay.
Right.
So where can you find Chip and Joanna Gaines?
Yeah.
On their Instagram and saw that they were outside Fenway last night.
Mm-hmm.
And they are at this HubSpot inbound giant conference that's been going on in South Boston at the convention center all weekend. Chelsea Handler spoke last night. Jennifer Garner was in town yesterday speaking. Elizabeth Gilbert, who's the author of Eat, Pray, Love, she spoke. Janelle Monáe. But today they end it at 2:30 to 3:15. Joanna and Chip Gaines are going to be speaking, and then I guess they're leaving. But if you maybe want to see a glimpse of them, go hang out by the convention center.
My wife loves Joanna Gaines.
Really?
She'd like her to come over and do the house, you know?
Yeah, she's very influential.
That'd be nice.
I noticed that a lot of the houses going up around here, not that they have shiplap or anything, but the outside, you know, she has an aesthetic where it's like a white house and then the black windows.
Oh, yeah.
It's
my wife
everywhere.
Loves that.
Yep. Okay. I don't think people should do it. I think it's trendy.
Okay.
I think it's, but you know, that's just.
Well, who are people going to listen to? You or Joanna Gaines? Good point, LBF.
Thank
thanks.
You. Brian, thank you,
you
for clarifying. Because, Carolyn. Yeah, I'm sure my wife would like you to come over and help decorate, but if Joanna's available, she's probably going to go that way.
Okay.
Wow.
Is that it? You got it?
Thanks for that.
I'm not going to go buy your furniture at Jordan's.
You should.
All right.
All right. The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
It is. Joining us from Lancaster, Mass. is Lynn Cormier. Good morning, Lynn.
Hi, good morning, but it's Lynn Snyder now.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, all right, Lynn Snyder.
Yeah. We are all night. It's Lynn Snyder. Okay.
Glad you waited till we were on the air to
correct
it. No
Thank problem. You, Lynn Snyder. That's all right, Lynn. But you're still from Lancaster, right?
Yes, I am.
And you still work at the children's place?
Yes, I
do. All right, we got the right Lynn then. Okay.
Okay, great.
All right, your shot at $1,000. Think you're ready? Are you super smart?
I'm hoping I am.
Well, if you are, you get all 10 right, you win $1,000. Remember, if you have a question you're not sure about, just say pass. LBF will go on to the next one. If there's time, we'll go back. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here it is. 3, 2, 1.
What's 7 plus 7?
14.
What is the area code of Boston?
617.
What was the pen name of author Theodore Geisel?
Pass.
What is the female version of the Duke title?
Duchess. Yeah.
How many yards is the playing field in football?
Oh, pass.
100
yards.
Pardon me?
100 yards.
Next.
Parma and Tuscany are regions of what country?
Pass.
John Wilkes Booth shot this man.
Lincoln.
What does Ray Barone do for a living on Everybody Loves Raymond?
A sports writer.
What was Van Halen's first and only number one hit on the U.S. Billboard singles chart?
Pass.
What is the common name for iron oxide?
Pass.
What was the pen name of author Theodore Geisel? Oh, we ran out of time.
Bummer.
Okay, yeah. Lots of passes, but you got everything right.
Yeah, you didn't get any
so
wrong.
You're 100% right. You shouldn't get.
That's good.
So that's good.
Six.
Okay, so the pen name of author Theodore Geisel is Dr. Seuss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look around the children's place when you're at work. Yeah.
Yes.
Redfish, bluefish.
Parma and Tuscany are regions of Italy.
Italy.
And let's see. Well, Van Halen's first and only number one hit on the U.S. Billboard singles chart. I can't believe this. Jump.
Jump.
And the common name for iron oxide is rust.
Yeah. You were a little rusty, but that's okay.
That's okay. It's Friday. It's all good, though. You got them all right. Walk away knowing that you didn't get any wrong.
That's what you can tell your friends.
Okay.
Like,
I didn't get any wrong.
Yeah. I didn't get any wrong.
All right.
Yeah.
Good job.
Go. And you also won a pair of tickets to see Styx at the Orpheum Theater Saturday, November 9th.
Awesome.
Yeah, very good, Lynn Snyder. Okay.
Thank you.
You take Mr. Snyder?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay,
go.
Good. All right.
See, it's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. All right, Lynn, you hang on, okay?
All righty.
There you go.
Stop asking her questions, Bob.
I'm done. You know what? She's undefeated, though, Brian. Undefeated.
So, okay.
Okay. No one to quit, Bob. So here's how it works. If you want to your shot, if you're super smart and you want to win $1,000, just go to WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 8:21. It's Bob Bronson, LBF. Brian and
oh my God.
Who are these two crazy ladies?
Energetic.
Wow.
Jumping around, jumping jacks ladies. I'm really excited.
Tracy Austin. Good morning, Tracy.
Denise. Tracy is my sister-in-law.
Oh, that's
won
right.
The U.S. Open.
Why did I say that?
On right now.
Denise and Katie Austin.
Katie mother-daughter team.
Yes.
Yeah. Katie's the tennis player, and that's your sister-in-law?
No, Tracy is the tennis player. Yeah. Katie is right here.
Got it.
Katie's the aerobics instructor.
So many Austins.
And Denise is the iconic person I used to sit on the couch and watch and be like, wow, she's in good shape.
Okay, feel my tummy.
Oh, my God.
Very, oh, my God. It's really, really
hot. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. My hands are cold.
It is rock hard.
It's look rock hard.
All natural. She is all natural.
Wow.
So
I always look at, like, now I'm looking at you and then also Jane Fonda, and I'm like, you know what? They were right.
What? Working
aerobics works.
You can do it at any age.
At any
That's
age.
That's what
Denise,
I'm here to say.
You look great. Really
Thank
do.
You.
I mean, you're tan,
that.
You're rested, ready.
Yeah.
Ready
great
tummy. Rock hard abs.
Her abs are
we
very
are
rock hard.
We're excited to be here in
Boston. Why are you guys in Boston? What's
we
going on?
We are doing a workout tour for everybody. Everyone
it's awesome.
Is welcome. A retro aerobics at the Boston Harbor Hotel.
Retro aerobics?
Like leg warmers and all?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
What
yeah,
is leotards and tights and
What's
hair
retro
and all
aerobics?
Fun.
Just old-fashioned aerobics like I used to do back in the day. Burns
Leggings?
Fat.
Leggings?
We're going to tone up. We're going to shape our waistline and trim it tomorrow. We're doing a 50-minute workout
right
there at 11 a.m. And afterwards, you could stay with us until we've got some healthy bites. We've got some Kiel vodka.
Yeah, that's what she got me.
Now, LBF, you're
I'm
in.
Like, now
okay,
I'm in.
You're coming, Lauren. Come
I know
on.
That my husband wants to go.
Yes.
He was like, I want to go. And I'm
Have
like,
him come and feel my tummy. Everybody's well.
No way. They'd be like,
Katie, is your mom, does she wake up like this?
I was going to say, I deal with this every day.
Wow.
It's 4 a.m. No matter what time it is, she
you wake up
coffee.
At 4 a.m.
No, 6.
Okay,
well, 5 sometimes, but she doesn't stop. She's an energizer.
Wait a minute, you said no coffee?
She doesn't even need coffee. She's naturally like this
no,
at all times.
Is it all the endorphins?
And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing! But it's when it's 24/7. It's like,
have you moved out yet, Katie?
Oh my God,
I have moved out actually very recently. So in the last year, I moved out. But I
you follow mom's footsteps, right? As
I,
far as
I do, yes.
Fitness
I follow
goes?
Her footsteps. My first workout video was when I was 7 years old.
Wow.
So I've kind of been doing this for a while, too. I've been traveling with her since I was very little, watching her film her TV shows, her DVDs, and it's been fun to learn from her.
Mom, you must be so proud.
I
mean,
am so
really.
Proud. She played D1 lacrosse in college. She got her degree. So I'm very proud.
At USC, right?
At USC. Yeah.
And this is Katie's tour.
Yep.
You're just hitching a ride.
She's just the best one.
Yeah.
I just love Boston. I said, can I do Boston?
Yeah. Denise is here just to kick in doors.
Yeah,
and say,
exactly.
Hey, we're here.
Wow.
We're having fun together. It's so much fun to work out with your daughter. Everybody
so
can
how
come.
Does, now, how does somebody,
I, my daughter wouldn't know.
Well, LBF, this is your chance. You can go tomorrow. So how does one get in? And get involved.
The tickets are on sale right now. You could even come to the Boston Harbor Hotel and buy a ticket tomorrow.
Oh, good.
It's 11 a.m. to 1. You know, exercise, eat healthy. We can tell you all of our tips on staying.
Well, give us some tips now. So I've got
a trouble spot
I want to
work
on.
Okay, your tummy.
Yeah, from here to here. Okay, so that's the trouble spot.
Here's a great exercise everyone could do anytime, anywhere, and it really helps to flatten the belly.
Okay.
Right now, pull in your tummy, tighten it up,
tighten it up for five seconds,
and that's equal to one sit-up.
No, sir.
Yes.
Really?
So
just
you'd
hold
be
your
on
tummy?
Your way to work right now. Pull it in.
Yeah.
Retrain those tummy muscles to pull in instead of pooch out.
I'm feeling it. Okay. Wow.
You want to do it for the rear end and look great from behind?
All right. Let's take
a lot of breath.
Okay. I mean, let's do it.
So squeeze your buttock muscles. Tighten up your tushy.
Oh, squeeze your own.
Yes.
I was doing that wrong. I'm sorry.
But if you don't squeeze it, no one else will.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's true.
So how long do you squeeze your own butt?
5 seconds.
Okay, good.
All isometric exercises.
Until you start to feel weird, Bob.
It felt weird. It felt really weird.
Get out of the bathroom.
Very fast. Wow.
These are just little things you could do throughout the day, and I don't want to hear that excuse. I don't have time.
So
you could be doing.
So, Katie, what do you have? You have your own app, and
app, Katie Austin. Very creative name. I have over 110 in-home workout videos. So literally following exactly my mom's footsteps.
Now, how long is a workout?
We do 30 minutes a day. That's
30 minutes a day. That's
but
all
she's
it takes.
Got 10-minute workouts on her app.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
App She's got booty bands. Okay,
what's a booty band?
Everybody's going to get a booty band.
Yeah,
here we go.
Oh, boy.
You're going to try some exercises.
Home. Oh, bring this to my...
You put it right over, you know, your legs. Do some leg.
Bring
legs.
This to my
around
wife.
Around your ankles. Oh, they're great. Everybody can
name right on.
We're giving them away for free tomorrow when you take our class.
Wow.
You're going to learn how to lift and tone your butt.
Seems like it works. Just saying.
Right.
You
can tone
your arms. Check it out.
Denise, are you?
Yes.
Denise, I don't want to say your age, but you look remarkable. So I'm not going to say.
I'm 62 years old.
No. Amazing.
I feel great.
Wow. I've had work done, you guys.
Yeah. Not yet.
This is the real face. That's her real face.
We moved to L.A.
There's
no Botox. Isn't that amazing that we have to say that now? That's her real face.
But you have to.
Hey, and I live in L.A., so this is really, really good for me.
Yeah. You look great. You know what's going to be good for Katie when you meet the guy? All he has to do is look at mom and go, okay.
True.
I got the right one.
I've gotten a lot of
that's not
boys
true,
boys
Bob.
Being
wait a minute.
Your mom is really cute.
Yeah.
She's great on her own.
You used to say you used to watch my mom but not work out. Yeah. A lot of guys say that.
Yes, exactly. Well, yeah, I was just lazy. I wasn't like curvy.
Why are you looking at me?
I was just going to say that it's not necessarily true if you look at the mom because my mom is very fit and thin.
Yeah.
So sorry, Dave Falco.
My style does
It skips matter. A generation.
Yeah. Lifestyle does matter.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes,
hit us one more time with where can people get tickets, information for this show. Katie.
We're on Eventbrite, Boston Harbor Hotel. Just search it, and you guys can buy a ticket also just tomorrow when you arrive at 11 a.m., and it's going to be so
what do you wear when you show up?
Oh,
what,
anything.
But like, it would be really cool.
Sweatshirts were easy.
Yeah, like anything, but if you really go for it, go for a 90s outfit. Go for leg warmers.
It's retro workout.
Yeah, do it.
It's great. Have fun. We're here to
Boston Harbor. Okay.
Yes, hotel, 11 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Awesome.
Shape up with us.
I love it. Guys, great. So, I mean, honestly, the focus is women 40 plus. Is that
everybody? Anybody?
Mothers,
come on, other daughters,
daughters.
Men,
oh.
Weird men.
Please.
All righty. Well, you guys
Girl,
are great.
Show up. Please.
Thanks for coming in, Denise and Katie. Say hi to Tracy for me, please.
Hi. Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's back. Football Friday with Zoe. Brought to you by Clifton Savings Bank. Proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Visit ClintonSavings.com, Clinton Savings Bank, and experience an experience you can bank on. I'm so excited. Football is back, although the game last night was nothing to write home about.
No.
But Scott Zolak's with us this morning. Morning, Zoe.
What's going on?
Where are you, buddy?
I'm sitting in traffic on 95.
Okay.
Fun.
95, that's fun. Did you watch the game last night?
Is it fun? Did you think it's fun?
Hey, you get to listen to an exciting morning show for a change. That's good.
Hey, Hey, this new guy, Bob, he knows I only do this interview with Bell, right?
Thanks, Zoe. I appreciate that.
Come on. I'm just breaking your balls.
Is that why they're both wearing their Ray-Bans now?
Sorry, we got our sunglasses on.
Yes,
we're ready.
Do.
Yeah, they're ready.
Right.
We're in Zoe mode.
Excellent.
All right,
excellent.
So let's jump in. Let's ask a few football questions first, and then LBF, I know, has got a personal question.
Getting to know Zoe.
All right, yep. So, Scott, I saw the predictions. I don't know who made it. It was one of the NFL, whatever, maybe a game. They did the simulation. They have the Chargers versus the Saints in the Super Bowl. How crazy is that?
Well, I got Patriots-Saints, it should play out. I think the Saints should have been there last year, and nothing's changed with that team. The better if you watch the game last night, when you have a good quarterback will always beat the bad one. And here's the sad thing. Jared Goff just got inked to that $110 million guaranteed contract. Yeah. The Bears are going to do the same to this kid next year, Trubisky. And it will be an unmitigated disaster, sadly, because they probably have the best defense in the National Football League.
Wow, you're already off the Trubisky train. Jeez.
I was off it last year.
I didn't know that.
We were in Chicago, called the game. You can just tell the kid doesn't see the field well. And I did Ryan Tannehill games for, 4 years when he was in Miami?
Yeah.
He's the same guy.
I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Zoe, I'm curious. Some of the new guys on the roster, who's some of your favorites, some guys we should be looking out for? I was happy to see the Gunner made the team. He seems like a fun kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this Harris kid from Alabama, he's not very heralded, but he runs really hard. So kind of dose him up. I think Sony Michel looks different this year. He's more athletic. But obviously, Jacoby Myers, he had a really good camp. We really haven't seen him click with Brady. It'll be interesting to see what comes and what evolves out of that. But Jamie Collins coming back and Michael Bennett on defense. Defense going to be really good, guys. It's going to be fun to watch them kill people this year.
It's going to be great.
Not literally. So, not literally.
How are you feeling about no Gronk, though, this year?
I mean, we've gotten used to have him and also not have him because of injuries.
Yeah.
So it's not like this shock where, man, you've had this guy for 16, 18 straight games, and he's so dependable and so reliable. He was always a luxury to have.
Mm-hmm.
And they've learned to play without him.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll be multiple enough. They'll be all right.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Edelman, you think?
Yeah, as long as he stops doing all these pop-up stores and videos. radio shows. He's the kind of guy that would come into our building and not go on our show, but go on your show because he knows it would further his off-the-field stuff.
That's good.
That we like guys sense. Like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
hey, tell him to come on in.
Anytime.
Burger time.
Okay. All right, LBF.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have Camille Kostick on, right?
Thankfully, I was not here that time.
Wow. That was fun. She can come back anytime.
I'll bet.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
You're a tall, blonde drink of water. You must have had a lot of dates. We do dating disasters on Friday. Have you ever had like an unmitigated disaster on a date?
Oh God, yeah. Way back in my early days here, I went out with someone and took her to. Someone said go to this good steakhouse called Durgan Park. It's not even in existence anymore. You walk in, it's like one of these big women like Helga serving you this big slab of meat.
Yes,
and it comes on this bone-in. What's a rib? What was it? What'd they serve?
T-bone.
What was it? Prime rib.
Prime rib.
And I'm like, it's going to take me an hour to eat this. And like, I knew I wanted to eat and scram in about 5 minutes because I didn't want to talk to this person anymore. I sat there and just looked at my steak and I cut it for an hour and I said, okay, check please. No dessert. Got up and left.
What?
Wow.
Wait a minute. You were the disaster. Not her. I mean, seriously? You left her there?
It was so bad. I mean, this is prior to cell phones, early 90s, so it's not like...
You couldn't text a friend to get you out of it?
Blind date.
Right. This wasn't like Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn and what the hell was that movie?
The Breakup.
The Breakup.
No.
Call me and get me out of this. I couldn't even do that.
Baby wants lemons, baby gets lemons.
Yeah. Wow.
She opened her mouth and it sounded like she was from Revere. No offense.
Well, there goes the Revere people.
That's all right.
You never go for looks. You got to go for the old package.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what my husband did.
Oh, God. So, all right. So, how you feeling about Sunday night football, the New England Patriots versus the Steelers?
They don't lose at home. They never lose at home to the Steelers.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. Nice.
But, you know, Mike Tomlin has a job for life. How do you get that? That guy is just there forever.
Well, I mean, I think he's a lot similar to what Cowher was. Those guys that are – I'm not going to call Mike a cheerleader, but he's one of those players' coaches. Yeah, you know, we do what we do. We're just going to line up. We're going to hit him. He's tough-nosed Pittsburgh-type guy that just adapts and allows the players to sort of run that culture in that locker room, which is why they had the problems they had. But, hey, Mike's been there for a while. I think he's a top-six coach in the league, and he's good for the league.
All right, so you got the Pats by how many? What do you think?
About 17.
Really?
14, 17, all somewhere right there. Yeah.
Wow. That's nice. Impressive. Okay,
made a lot of money last night. Made a lot of money last night. Green Bay and the under.
I love it. Well, this is fun, man. Thanks for
you know what the great thing is? Real quick, you know what the great thing is now? I live out in West Rentham on that border right by Cumberland. Mm-hmm. I could walk out of my house, walk 40 feet, and on my phone, gamble. I don't know why Massachusetts doesn't do this. They're missing out, man.
All right. Well, I'll be down gambling from your side yard.
Yeah, I like it. That's good. I thought you made more money than that. Okay.
I think you make money.
Scott, you're great.
Hey, look at Antoine
look
Walker.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, so.
We'll catch you next week and in the hallway. Scott Zolak.
Awesome.
Fantastic. You got to love that.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Really enjoyed talking with Zoe. He was just fun, man. And, you know, he is what he is. He's just a great guy.
He's fun. Awesome. He's something.
He's something else. And he's got the Pats. I think he was serious by 17 over the Steelers Sunday night. I mean, I'll take 7, but 17?
Go big or go home.
Well, yeah, he went big.
Yes, he did.
Right across.
Just a quick reminder to everybody, don't go to Trader Joe's on Sunday night.
What's up? Go ahead.
Because it's at Gillette. And like you just go in there and you're like, what's happening?
And this message not brought to you by Trader Joe's. No, it wasn't. Hey, real quick, we're going to have a great night coming up September 19th. That's a Thursday night, 2 weeks from yesterday at D's Keys. We want you to join us for an after-work party to meet us, the morning show. We're going to have a great time, dueling pianos. We know we're going to feed you. There will be snacks and food and drinks.
Okay? I'm going to Michelle Pfeiffer it up on one of those pianos like the Fabulous Baker Boys.
Wow.
That's what I've decided I'm going to do.
You got your pumps picked out?
Yep.
Okay.
Slinky
There's
dress.
Another reason to come right there. You might even meet LBF's husband because he's going to be there for that. It's D's Keys, September 19th. Go to WROR.com. Tell us you want to go. We're giving away 4 packs of keys. That's the only way you get in at WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.